Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
On screen now is a photo that was taken moments before disaster at Donald Trump's IndyCar race in DC yesterday. You see Melania Trump standing in the forefront with an awkward smile on her face, and then Natalie Harp lingering, looming behind Melania's shoulder with a very creepy grin on her face. Now, the disaster that I was referring to is that only moments after this photo was taken, Melania and Trump seem to have gotten in a fight. I thought I'd bring in my girlfriend Yumi, otherwise known as Yumiverse, to break down this deteriorating relationship between Trump and Melania.
Hi, everyone. I think that Melania is beginning to pick up on the relationship between Donald Trump and Natalie Harp.
What made you think that? Is it the fact that Melania Trump stormed off only moments after Donald Trump touched her leg on camera?
I think that's part of it, but I also think it's the fact that someone who looks almost identical to his daughter is just looming and lingering over Melania's shoulder. And there's a well-documented relationship between them. I mean, she wipes his ass. She leaves him notes that say things like, "You're all that matters to me." I think that's pretty suspicious, and I would storm off too if that were you.
If the girl that were wiping my ass and leaving me notes were in a fence with us, I hope that never happens. But there's an interesting theory that there's, you know, a two-way relationship going on here where Natalie Harp's father tragically committed suicide back in 2020. It's genuinely tragic. And she's looking for a father figure in her life who can kind of fill that gap. This is what I've seen online. On the other hand, Donald Trump also has said if Ivanka weren't his daughter, he'd be dating her. So you can kind of see how the relationship works in symbiosis like that. It's kind of creepy, yes, right?
There's some sort of weird familial dynamic. I also think it's weird that her brother did an interview where he literally said that she had written notes to previous presidents.
Yeah, so let's run through the story and how these events folded, because Trump looked like an absolute lost grandpa throughout all of this. Before we even get into the fight that he and Melania got into, we have multiple videos of Natalie Harp lingering around. We have this video that I'm going to play on screen now, where everybody that is sitting around Trump is looking and pointing in one direction. They're all trying to get Donald Trump's attention in one specific direction because clearly something is going on. Trump then begins to point to the wrong direction. They're like, "No, sir, look, that direction." And then he finally looks over. He is a lost child at all of these events.
He looks like me when I lost my mom in the grocery store.
That's always what he looks like. He's always leaning over really awkwardly and like he can't stand correctly. Let me play one more clip of Trump being just absurdly confused.
Oh my goodness.
In this clip, Donald Trump was waving around the green flag from the wrong end. And Melania Trump at one point has to grab the green flag and show him, "No, sir, this is not how you're supposed to do it." Wait a minute. Then even in this video, you can see Natalie Harp lingering in the background. What the hell?
I bet she wishes it was her who grabbed the flag from him.
Yeah, she's wearing green on her dress. She probably wishes she was the flag herself. Okay, now this gets us into the Natalie Harp, Donald Trump storyline. So many people haven't seen this clip, but earlier in the day, Eric Trump was chatting with Natalie Harp as they awaited Donald Trump. You can see them standing there talking. Natalie Harp has become a huge part of the family, obviously, a huge part of the administration in a very odd, creepy way. It's been reported that many of the other staffers in the White House are sort of either perturbed or oftentimes jealous at Natalie Harp's relationship with Trump. So they're the ones making these leaks.
Look at Eric Trump's body language in this clip. He clearly finds it very weird that his father has a relationship with a woman who looks like his own sibling, who is younger than him.
Yeah, I mean, he's 42 years old. Natalie Harp is 35 years old. Can I just zoom out for 1 second and point out that it's very effed up that Donald Trump even let the Natalie Harp situation get this far? I was talking to my mom about this, and she's like a leadership coach. She works with businesses who try to build teams around them. And she was saying to me, it is on the boss, it is on the person at the top to stop that type of behavior outright. Like, you can't allow an employee of yours who has a weird obsession with you to keep growing that obsession. Any good leader would have shut that shit down right away, but Trump allowed it to grow. Trump probably got a kick out of it. I honestly, somebody from the Bulwark said this. I don't think there's even anything sexual going on. I think whatever's going on is weirder than something sexual.
I think it's like some sort of deeply rooted attachment issue. I mean, there are videos of her running after Trump's golf cart. That is not normal behavior. And if you had an assistant like that, I'd be really mad at you for continuing to entertain that relationship.
If I put my hand on your thigh, would you like storm off and walk away?
he didn't even put his hand on Melania's thigh. He patted it lightly.
He patted it lightly and she ran off. Just think about the way that people in this orbit treat women, though. I mean, there are even rumors that Melania was introduced to Trump
by Epstein.
Really?
By Jeffrey Epstein, yes.
Now, Hunter Biden got sued for $1 billion for making this exact claim. So Melania does not like when you point this out. But we're going to point out the allegations that are sitting in the files about Melania Trump, Donald Trump, and Jeffrey Epstein. Do you remember when she randomly, suddenly came out into that very weird press conference where she was like, I have no relation to Jeffrey Epstein?
With the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties.
This is probably the only time I've ever seen Melania without Trump. And it's so weird that she came out of the woodworks just to do this weird press conference where she says, I have no relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and then disappears again.
Wait a minute. Now that I think about it, she's only come out of the woodworks twice throughout this entire presidency. The first time was when the Jeffrey Epstein case hit its like peak point. It's boiling point. And then she felt like she had to walk out and give this press conference. The second time was when the Natalie Harp story began to hit its boiling point. And, you know, they were seen together a lot. There's all these photos. Mm-hmm. And Melania and Trump walked out holding hands like 2 days ago in order to try to break these rumors. I can't lie. Every single time I see Trump and Melania in a video at the Grand Prix or at this IndyCar race, it only confirms to me that Melania is pissed about Natalie Harp. And honestly, Melania is pissed about the Epstein story being talked about. What do you know about Melania Trump and Epstein's alleged connections?
I know that their alleged connection goes really far. And I could see why she came out of the woodworks here, because the files explicitly mentioned their relationship multiple times. Can you pull up the file?
Oh, wow. So this is from the DOJ website.
Yes, it's literally still actively on the DOJ website. It's an email sent to Jeffrey Epstein's email. And it says, I simply cannot believe this victory. No one called it. We all thought she'd win. You must be happy, though. I remember flying back with Donald on his plane. The first weekend I went to visit you in Florida was the weekend he met Melania. And he kept coming out of the bedroom saying, wow, what a hot piece of ass. Nuts. Anyways, hope you're enjoying Saudi.
Sent from my iPhone. The boomer. We have the boomer thing at the bottom. So the story, according to Melania and Trump, is that they were introduced by Paolo Zampoli, who is this modeling agent who is very close with Jeffrey Epstein. Paolo Zampoli, just a month ago, was hanging out with Andrew and Tristan Tate days before they were arrested in Miami, Florida. So the Trump orbit still surrounds itself with these awful, despicable human beings. Like, Jeffrey Epstein should have been a lesson for the people around Trump and in his orbit that they should be careful, but they don't give a shit. They don't care about power dynamics. They don't care about whether Trump grabs women because they let him do it. They only care about gaining power. So when it comes to the power dynamics of Natalie Harp and Trump, for example, Trump should have shut that shit down right away. Could you imagine being an obsessive employee and your boss plays into it and tries to manipulate you and like further that?
Yeah, so MAGA's perspectives on women are actually interesting because I think they're thoroughly detailed by Natalie Harp and Melania Trump. I mean, Trump basically just uses Melania as some sort of proxy whenever he's facing some sort of scrutiny for the Epstein files or for his relationship with Natalie Harp. He brings her out just for some good press.
Like a human shield.
Exactly.
Yes. That's how I want to use you when I get in my first controversy. It was her.
But yes, even with Natalie Harp, I mean, she's some subservient being who just follows him around and does everything she says. She says, it's okay if you curse me out. I love you. She says, you're all that matters to me.
That's weird behavior.
It's weird, and it's happening at a systemic level. So, like, we can point to the individual examples of people like Natalie Hart being screwed over, but just to return back to Epstein in this whole orbit for 1 second, the DOJ was shuttering and stopping some of the largest investigations into Epstein's property under Donald Trump. You're the one that taught me about Zorro Ranch originally. Zorro Ranch is Epstein's fourth property in New Mexico. We all know about the townhouse in Manhattan. We know about the island. We know about the mansion in Palm Beach, but he has a fourth property called Zorro Ranch that wasn't properly investigated because the Trump DOJ was trying to stop it. So one more time, they're hiding a bunch of really weird shit surrounding Epstein and his relationship with Trump, surrounding Natalie and her relationship with Trump. There's all these weird power dynamics centering around Donald and his orbit, and I think we should keep calling this shit out.
I definitely agree with you. I also think it's incredibly suspicious that they never investigated Zorro Ranch thoroughly when there are rumors of bodies being buried there, that the Trump administration and his DOJ will constantly block any attempts to investigate it.
It actually was crazier than that. The New Mexico Attorney General, not some random like liberal guy, the Attorney General of New Mexico sent a dozen letters to Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi at our DOJ, the federal DOJ, asking for any investigation into Epstein's fourth property, Zorro Ranch. But during those years where it wasn't being investigated, one of Trump's close allies ended up buying Zorro Ranch, and then Trump gave an endorsement to that family when they were running for office, when the father was running for office. It is this weird incestuous, you get it? Incestuous because of Natalie and Trump. It's this weird, like, incestuous relationship where Donald Trump, the DOJ, and anybody who is involved in Epstein's orbit all have carte blanche to continue having their shit covered up.
And I remember when we were looking into the family who bought Zorro Ranch, the father's son received a very strange promotion. His LinkedIn history showed that he had previously been a self-employed owner of a fireworks store. And then he went from the self-employed owner of the fireworks store to a pretty high up job in government, right? Yeah, under the Trump administration.
That's some crazy upward mobility. He was working at a fireworks store, then in a government position. Listen, we're not conspiracy theorists.
Yes, I don't believe this is alleged. We don't want to be sued for $1 billion.
We're not conspiracy theorists, but at the end of the day, it's important to be reporting the facts and pointing things out as they're happening. I can point out that Natalie and Trump have an odd relationship without being a conspiracy theorist. I can point out that the DOJ has been systematically covering up the files without being a conspiracy theorist. And I think that Melania, Trump, Don Jr., Pam Bondi, the people in their orbit all need to be held accountable for this, and we'll keep pushing for that. You can find Yumi below. I appreciate all of you. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. If you want more videos with the both of us breaking down news, let us know in the comment section. Let us know what you thought. I love you all. Peace out.
Bye, everyone.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.